447 here on WDEV, AM and FM, and WDEVradio.com. Every Monday at this time, we talk with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. That's Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center with five locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber. They're also online at sticksandstuff.com. If you need anything as far as painting or staining, they've got you. If you need tools from some of your favorite and top brands, they've got you there as well. If you're looking towards the holidays and you need a gift to give somebody, well, you can never go wrong with a gift card to Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. And Kyle from Sticks and Stuff is on the phone with us now. Kyle, I hope you had a relaxing holiday. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, we got to stay home all day, so we watched some soccer, watched some football, and overate like everybody else. So yeah, overall, it was a good day.
Do you carve the turkey with some kind of fancy souped-up power tool from Sticks and Stuff?
I do not. I actually have one of my grandfather's old chef knives that he brought back with him in World War II from Okinawa that I still have, that I still use for that purpose. So.
Well, I was going to make a funny joke or something, but I can't make a joke now after you give me the heartwarming story. That's beautiful.
Well, yeah, I know. No, I don't carve it with a chainsaw or an electric knife or anything fancy like that, just a really nice old Japanese steel blade. So,
well, I can, you know, potentially carve it with something like that, but I'll end up like Tim the Toolman Taylor and, you know, saw the whole house down.
Yeah, that happens. That's why I stick with a regular knife.
So I'm dating myself by making home improvement references. I hope people understand what I'm talking about. I hope you knew what I was talking about.
I do. I got the Al flannel on right now, actually.
Al Borland. There you go. And everybody's favorite assistant on the, what was that, Tool Time. There you go. Wow, I'm having lots of fun today. Hey, your flyer. We talked about a couple of sales headed towards the holidays last week. There's a couple of things we didn't get to.
Yeah, so anyone can go online and pull up the flyer now or get one in any of our stores. I actually took advantage of one of the sales today because I'm actually waiting to pick my son up from Nordic skiing practice. So I splurged and bought myself a bunch of hand warmers. We have 10 packs of hand warmers on sale for only $6.99 a pack. I know we go through a ton of those. They're disposable, so it's always good to get those on sale. Also, some other exciting things that are on sale. There's a 100-piece Milwaukee Shockwave bit kit. So it's all Phillips head Torx drive, different kind of driving ends. Shockwave is a really, really high-quality bit, and it actually comes in a pack-out container, and the big Milwaukee guys out there will know what I'm talking about. They have this whole storage system that all snaps together, and that's on sale for $49.99. Normally, those things are almost over $100, so get those while you can. They make great gifts also, and one of the things that I'm pretty excited about is the DeWalt 23-gauge pin nailer. So it's smaller than a finish nail. If you're doing crown molding, fine moldings, maybe picture frames, stuff like that, and you don't really want to see that nail head, it's battery powered, it's lightweight, it's about the size of a standard staple gun, but it drives 23-gauge pins, and those have been really popular, and those are on sale right now for $235. So those are two cool things to check out.
A lot of good deals, and then those gift cards as well. And Kyle, you and I need to have a little conversation, okay? I'm going to let you in on something I've been complaining about to the listeners for 2 weeks, okay? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
So we have basically a standard desk chair in our studio, and it's basically in use for, 15 hours a day for all the various personalities here. And, you know, it has the lever that raises it up and down, et cetera, and some people are taller than others, so some have it higher or lower. And it also has, the back that swivels. Well, in order to control the back, there's this knob underneath the chair. That knob has been broken for 2.5 weeks, and here's what I'm dealing with. The back of the chair, unstable. My back is throbbing. No one can fix this chair.
You have to get that taken care of. I mean, slips, trips, and falls are the number one workplace hazard. You got to talk to someone, put a panel together, but you got to solve this problem.
I need to bring this chair to you and let someone on your team who's way more handy than me fix this.
Yeah, bring it to St. Albans, to be honest with you. It's probably a standard M8 metric threaded knurl nut that you need for the bottom of it. That's normally what those chairs are because I fix them on a weekly basis. That's fixing stuff.
So. I originally felt bad that I couldn't fix this on my own, but when you start dropping things like M8 metric Euro nut, I don't feel as bad.
Just swing it into St. Albans. I'll get it patched up for you.
All right. I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands. My back is barking at me. Kyle, we will talk to you next week.
Put some hand warmers on your lower back. You'll be fine.
There you go. That I need a full-blown heating pad.
So, we'll look into that, too.
All right. Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Seriously. No good. No bueno. Here we go. I'm going to have to start taking matters into my own. I'm bringing my own tool set and start welding things together, and nobody wants a part of that. But what has to be done has to be done. Five locations, St. Albans, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, and St. Albans. Online at sixandstuff.com.